You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
If you take one of our listeners' point of view, global happiness means a big uptick in the consumption of hot, baked wheels of cheese, meat, and veggies.
Hi, this is Dave Sexton calling from Warren, Massachusetts, and to make the world a happier place, I would say more pizza parties.
But getting to that nirvana of more pizza parties is not simply a matter of picking up the phone and dialing Domino's.
Pizzas, we need two big pizzas, man.
No, no, it's bigger than dispatching a few bicycle delivery dudes out onto the streets, bigger than switching on a few thousand ovens, way bigger.
We grow fresh market onions, wheat, we grow about 1,600 acres of tomatoes, about 60 tons per acre.
60 tons times tens of millions of acres, and even that's laughable. Where are you going to keep the water for all these onions and tomatoes? You're not carrying that around on some bicycle. Oh, no.
Shasta Dam is one of the leading producers of food and fiber for our entire country. Without it, buying a head of lettuce would be an incredibly big deal.
Shasta Dam. Just one dam in a network of water delivery, power production, transportation delivery on a scale that would fit all the bicycles in the world, laid end to end with every mushroom and 18-wheel truck in a line. All right, throw in the cheese. You want sausage with that? Okay, add the sausage and the peppers, and it would stretch from here to the outer orbit of Jupiter. Actually, you know, we're not very good at giving you the scale of the system that brings pizza to your door. Fortunately, the new four-part PBS series America Revealed, which premieres this week, is brilliant at it. America Revealed shows how the stuff we take for granted or rely on, everything from food to electrons, gets to us.
Sir, I have your pizza.
Why, thank you. The series, America Revealed, which rolls out all over the country this month, is hosted by Yul Kwan, an attorney, a businessman, and a technology expert. It's fair to say a renaissance man of the 21st century. You might also recognize him as the 2006 winner of the reality show Survivor. Yul joins us from the studios of our partner station, WGBH, in Boston. Yul Kwan, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on your show.
Lots of things to talk about here. Let's just begin, first of all, with the notion of intrepid reporter. you know, we see you on the top of buildings. We see you in airplanes. We see you doing a live stand-up or a live-to-tape stand-up while you're hang gliding or parasailing or skydiving with somebody holding you and the camera on you. What was a production meeting with your show like? You'd say, oh, yeah, I could just do that on the wing of a 737. No problem.
Well, let's put it this way. When you see me screaming on the show, I'm not acting. you know, the irony for me is that I'm terrified of heights, and I get extremely claustrophobic in small spaces. And half the show is filmed from, like, way up in the sky where we're trying to give you that big aerial shot. So, you know, I remember the first time that I went up in the sky and was thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, how am I going to get down? When I got back, I was thinking, I got to get life insurance.
Yeah, well, they must have insured you. You're a huge star in this show. Let me just say that. Congratulations on that. But you use your stardom and all of these locations where you're shot to give us a visual sense of America's infrastructure that really makes this program groundbreaking. There's all kinds of maps and real-time photography of how food gets from place to place. Supply chains are seen in visual detail. What were you aiming for here?
Well, what we're trying to do is give the viewers a sense of the big picture, right? And I don't think a show like this would have been possible even just a few years ago because a lot of the technology didn't exist for us to visualize a lot of this data. So, for example, I mean, just to give you a sense, in our transportation episode, we open with a visual showing all the planes that are flying into the tri-state area around New York City. We put a GPS tracker on all of these planes. On top of that, we start layering information about all the boats that are going through New York's inner harbor and waterways. On top of that, you layer all the people coming through on the trains, and you get this like image, this beehive of activity that really conveys the complexity of these networks that keep us and sustain us every single day.
And it's eye candy to watch it unfold in real time. Let me play you a clip from the episode about food, which talks about the supply chain for bringing just a simple pizza to your door. Listen.
Pizza dough, peppers, mushrooms, and tomatoes.
often from clear across the country. All moved by satellite-tracked refrigerated trucks to distribution hubs spread across our landscape. And it's all perfectly coordinated so that Raju Hussein can deliver a pizza to your door, still hot and ready to eat.
I love that you mentioned by name the pizza delivery guy, Raju Hussein. That's really great. But while
that guy was my hero.
Yeah, it's so fantastic. But while I'm watching that, you know, you've got your PBS soundtracky kind of synthesizer music in the background. It's breathtaking to see the lights whizzing around the United States, and you pull back from the street where he's delivering all the way to North America.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I've never been quite so scared in my life as I was riding down a bicycle in Midtown Manhattan on a Friday night trying to deliver Domino's pizzas without getting run over by cars. You know, what we did was we put a satellite GPS-tracked mechanism on all the pizza delivery boys in Manhattan on that Friday night. And you pull back and you see this visual representation of all the different routes that they're taking. And it really sort of strikes you like, wow, this is like this enormous system, this enormous infrastructure that all has to conspire to happen at the same time to get you that pizza when you want it, ready to go.
You know, every scene I watched in this program, and you're a technology expert, I thought to myself, I want that app. I want to be able to see all the time all those pizza delivery people. Do you think that's possible, that eventually we will have those windows on the infrastructure virtually all the time?
I got to think so. I mean, we're moving in that direction where you can track every single element within the system, right? So I can imagine one day when you're going to have a Domino's pizza app on your phone, and you can actually trace the guy who's going to be giving you the pizza in about 30 minutes or less.
I love that. And I can hear in your brain the startup business being formed as we speak. Why do Americans need to know about this stuff, about the complexity? And in some places, this is a critique of the infrastructure, which in some ways does its job too well.
Well, you know, what we're trying to do in this show is to try to both give a sense of the complexity and the intricate nature of these systems, right? And the basic idea is, you know, we live in a country that is, by many measures, the best country in the world. But we didn't get here by accident, right? I mean, part of the reason that we are able to enjoy the luxuries that we enjoy today is because we made some key investments in terms of building out these national infrastructures that allowed our country to grow. So on one hand, you know, the series is a celebration of America. You know, these enormous things that we were able to build that allows us to get from one end of the country to the other in a matter of hours. But on the other hand, we're trying to point out some of the challenges that we still face because some of these systems have gotten to the point where, to some extent, we've lost control.
And in fact, they're sort of self-sustaining and self-scaling. So it's a system that nobody actually built. We just are stuck with it, and redesigning and changing it in midstream is really, really challenging. Let me just say that as a reporter myself, Yul Kwon, I was really thrilled to see that there are some scenes in this series where you actually get a little dirty.
Basically, it's the same primitive stuff. It's nothing space age here. Nothing space age here. It's brute force.
So tell me about the brute force you were talking about there with Alex Duchere, who's a fisherman.
Alex Duchere is a fisherman, yeah. I mean, a lot of these times you think that these vast industrialized systems are all mechanized, but at the end of the day, a lot of them rely on these people who actually go out and do the dirty work. So in a sense, I kind of felt like I was doing dirty jobs, but with a little bit more of a brain.
Finally, if, 50 years from now we were doing this series, America Revealed, would it look even more space age than this four-part series on PBS, or would it look a little bit more like WALL-E, kind of run down and destroyed?
No, I think these systems will continue to evolve and become even more complex than they are today. So I think that's one of the reasons why I think it's important for us to understand how these systems work. Because, as you pointed out, no one's entirely in control of these systems, right? I mean, a lot of them were designed according to a plan, but more often than not, they just sort of evolved on a different track. They took on a life of their own. And for us to really make those intelligent decisions about what kind of country are we going to live in, you know, 50 years from now, are our children going to enjoy the same benefits that we do, I think we have to understand these systems and use that to make informed decisions about where to go forward from here.
Well, the series is called America Revealed. It rolls out officially on April 11th on PBS stations. Check your local listings. It'll be rolled out all month long on the PBS system. Yul Kwon, you had fun, right?
I was scared most of the time, but looking back, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yul Kwon is attorney, businessman, technology expert, winner of the reality show Survivor in 2006, and host of the PBS series America Revealed. Thanks so much, Yul.
Thank you, John.
And I know we will hear from you about that discussion. Earlier, we had a discussion with Isabel Wilkerson. She's the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, author of Warmth of Other Suns, the epic story of America's Great Migration. John asked her if we'll remember the Trayvon Martin shooting the same way we remember Birmingham, Alabama in the Civil Rights Movement.
I believe that we have short memories, and I believe that while there might be reason to make that connection, I believe that this could be one of many places where such sad clashes could occur.
So we want to get your opinion on that. Do you think our memory is that short? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our website, thetakeaway.org. If you want to get an early jump on our conversations, be part of our listener network, just text the word START to 69866. START to 69866. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.